And so, Father, I thank you for each of the hearts of these ladies that burn for you. We burn for you. We burn for you, Lord God, because as that love of the Father burns in us, we can love our neighbors as ourselves. We love ourselves for who you have created us to be. We are no longer going to walk in any negative self-talk about what we can't do and why we can't do this or that, but you're going to breathe on our destiny this year. This is the unprecedented favor of the Lord upon us. And we receive the Father's love that's going to motivate us to be all that you have created us to be. We will no longer despise who you have created us to be. We will no longer point out the things in ourselves that we don't care about. That self-hatred is dead. That self-talk that's negative in any way, it's dead. We put it to death. The things of the past are in the past. No longer let those things haunt you. If those things from the past begin to invade your mind, cast them down. Give them no place, because this is the hour that we're to walk in love. We are to walk in love. The rubber meets the road here today, ladies. You're going to be walking in love. You're being challenged to walk in a love that you have never walked in before. And love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave itself rudely, is not unseemly, does not look at others in a manner that is unbecoming. That love is kindness, and we're going to be called to walk in that love. And so, Father, I call down the fire of your love upon all of these ladies here, that our desires for you, our desires for our husbands, we're going to appreciate them. We're not going to depreciate them anymore and point out the negative things in them or those that you've placed in our lives, Father. We're going to walk in your holy love. And so we thank you for this holy time of joy as we celebrate you and love for one another as sisters in Christ. I thank you that you're causing us to go from glory to glory. And we laugh at Satan. We say, how dare you come to my house? You're a trespasser. You're not allowed anymore into my house, into my home, into my marriage. You're an invader. We stand and rebuke the enemy in every way. I stand over all of these ladies and rebuke the devourer off their lives, off of their marriages, off their families, off their loved ones, off their finances, their bank accounts, off of their health. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I take authority in the name of Jesus, and I decree a blessing. The blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Almighty God upon all the ladies. Just lift up your hands and receive the blessing of the Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you pour out your blessings upon these ladies, Lord, that their cup floweth over, that it spills over with the fragrance of your beauty and who you are. And Lord, help us no longer to keep our eyes on ourselves, but to think of how to minister to others. When we get into that, we begin to point out all those flaws that we have, and they become magnified in our eyes. But Lord, we will look at ourselves with love, because everybody say, I am beautiful. I am a child of God. I am royalty. I am the daughter's king. And that is my identity. And that is who I am. I am righteousness. I walk in truth. I reject all the lies of the enemy. I renounce them now, tear them down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him praise in this place. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. And now I'm not going to take a whole long time in teaching. I'm just going to kind of do an exhortation of some more love and some wisdom here. And don't you just love these young girls, these precious princesses here? And this is my little Victoria Grace Atkinson, and she is so free. I just want to be like her. Don't you? Don't you want to be like your daughters? Because they're just free in the Lord to dance and worship and praise him. And they're being trained in this day to worship him and to be free, that people go, whoa, what is on your life? The presence of God is on your life. I want that. I want what's on your life. And we need to be a people, a woman of Proverbs 31, where we walk in wisdom, we walk in truth, we walk by the Spirit of the God, because true sons of God are those who walk by the Spirit. Put to death the things of the flesh. If anybody's been seeking anything apart from the Lord and his love, lay it all down, because it's all about seeking him and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And here's my daughter.
Thank you for coming today at church.
Thank you, my little preacher girl. Amen. Thank you, darling. That was beautiful. I appreciate that, honey. We lift them up. Now, my dear friend that I've known for many, 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 many years, Sharon Sargent is here. And a number of years ago for my birthday, she gave me Pursuit of His Presence. It's by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and it's an outstanding book, and something just leaped off the pages, and I just felt I needed to share it with you. And we need to look to the people that we admire and want to be like, and there are people that are just in constant faith, and Kenneth and Gloria are those people. They have been rock solid through decades in their faith and in their ministry and what they've sown. So I'm just going to have you listen to this for just a moment. And this is by Gloria, and it's called Walk in Love. And it's Colossians 3:12-15. How much do we really know about love? We've talked about it. We've become familiar with all the scriptures about it. And we've heard so many sermons about it. If we're not careful, we'll just let them flow in one ear and out the other. But in spite of all that, most of us don't know the first thing about the real power of love. What does God's word say? Love your enemies. And so, you know, one of the things that the Lord's really been just over and over and over again, placing in my heart, Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. I carry this around. I speak it. You know, it's my mantra. It's my chant. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The enemy's going to set traps every day from the moment you rise to try to see if he can cause you to stumble or lose your witness. But what we need to do, even when something like that is happening, is separate ourselves and walk in love. Go worship the Lord. Because the Lord is with you. He is almighty in you. He's powerful. When you seek his face, everything is decimated that would be assigned against you for that day. And in this day and hour that we're living in, we need the power of his love. But you know, we need to consider the power of his love. For instance, researchers have found that hostility and the stress it causes are physically damaging. But walking in love is good for your health, and the benefits don't end there. Agape love, God's kind of love, is a new kind of power if you allow it to resonate through you. It makes you the master of every situation. As long as you walk in love, you cannot be hurt and you cannot fail. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper. No one even has the power to hurt your feelings, because you are not ruled by feelings, but by God's love. You are loving as he loves. Now, how many times do you get challenged either by your husband or by a child or a brother or a sister or a loved one in this area to walk in love? I love this. You're not ruled by feelings. They don't have the power to hurt you. Because you're not living out of your feelings. You're living out of the spirit. And the Lord is saying, crucify your flesh. Crucify your flesh. Crucify your flesh. If it hurts, crucify your flesh. The Lord is causing a greater humility to come upon you to walk in that way of love. No matter how you may be feeling. But that wasn't right. There was injustice in that. You can get angry. What's wrong with that person? Why aren't they coming and loving me? Where are they? Why aren't they loving according to your word right here? You want to go just hit them on the head with it. See this? You should be walking like this. But the Lord's saying, no, you should be walking like this. You're the only one you can change. You can only allow the Holy Spirit that place if you invite him to come in. And he's causing us to come into greater realms of worship, loving his word. Love his word. It'll take you on such a journey. It'll leap with life to you with every moment that you spend in this word. It'll take you from the Old Testament to the New Testament and back again and into Psalms and Proverbs. And as you allow the Holy Spirit, the teacher that is within you, to guide your path, he'll cause those things that concern you. They're so customized. They're so personal. God knows right where you are and just what you need, that life from feasting on this word. And it separates soul and spirit. It separates the soul and the spirit. And why is that? It's because the word of God is quick. It's quick. It'll cut right through all that stuff, that cloud, that confusion, cuts right through it. And it is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you allow this to be the mirror of your heart, you allow the Lord to shine his light on those areas that he's going after and crucify those areas in the flesh. Any form of selfishness, and any time that you are preferring your way over a way of another, the Lord is saying to make those sacrifices for your spouse. Show kindness, show love to the one that's hurt you. Go out of your way, bring them flowers. Bring them a gift, a love gift. You will blow them away. You will completely disarm the enemy. You will completely disarm the enemy. What the enemy meant for evil, God means for good. See yourself as a Joseph, as one where your family or loved ones come back to you. And they see that God is with you because of what's in your heart and what's magnified, that the enemy has no place within you to be able to pull you this way or pull you that way and kick you and punch you. You've got a shield of faith and a shield of protection around you where the enemy can't even touch you. So this is another scripture that the Lord was speaking to me last week, Ephesians 4, to be completely humble and gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love. No longer being a prisoner of your past, wondering about why did this happen? Why aren't they here? Where are they? What's going on? We choose to put our focus on the God of wonder because he's doing mysterious things behind the scenes that you know not of. And when you put all your trust in him, you lean on him, your relationship is so increased in faith because you're trusting the one who has their best interest in mind. He's their daddy, especially when it's a believer that may have hurt you or betrayed you or turned away, turned their back on you and walked away from you. You choose to continue to love no matter what you get in return because the rewards are from heaven. And I'm going to tell you, this is a scripture that just, the word just gets you so excited when you spend time with it. It just strengthens your faith. And adversity and affliction, listen to this. You know, we've all experienced challenges to walk in that love. We've all experienced challenges through those that are intimate. The enemy's not going to hurt you through a stranger. He's going to hurt you through the one that's the closest to you. And so we choose to love because what he's doing, these trials are building up our character, our faith walk. And 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light affliction is but a light affliction, which is but for a moment. And what is producing, it works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I want that glory on my life. I don't want the enemy to have anything in me. So you have no excuse. They're sozo. Yeah. Remove those things. Forgive. Choose to forgive because God has forgiven you. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. That to me is spanking and punishment and whatever that means to God. It's not up to me. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And Hebrews 12:15, looking diligently, lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and therefore many be defiled. He wants us to keep our hearts pure. And, you know, interestingly, don't you find the temptation that when somebody's wronged you, you want to go tell somebody? You know, and then maybe another person. And in a sense, what you're doing, you know, we need that comfort and compassion from, I mean, sometimes the pain could be so deep. You need to have godly women, mature women around you that you can run to. Because in those times of weakness and distress where you feel like you're just bankrupt and have nothing in you. But when you go to those that you love, they're going to build you up in their love and in their faith and what God has on them. That's why he's knit us together so much in that spirit of love. And then before you know it, you're shaking off those Lazarus clothes, those things that have bound you up, and you're coming alive and you're coming on top, and you're only becoming full of his glory because of the trial and the affliction and that valley of death that you went through, because it's about dying to self and the ways of the flesh and the ways of the world. Those things don't have any significance in the light of his glory. And so these things pass, they pass, and he carries us through it. And You know, love triumphs over evil. You know, you have, you know, a progression of love. It's yourself loving your family, your neighbors, loving the world. You know, there's a progression that the Lord has in 30, 60, 100 fold. I want the 100 fold, and I know I'm still on that way. Prayerfully, out of the 30, exceeding into the 60 and beyond. This is our desire. And these are just some examples of that. The outer court, the inner court, the holy of holies. The parables, the mysteries, the revelation of God. Think about that. And then there's Egypt, the wilderness, the promised land. I want the promised land flowing with milk and honey, the flesh, the soul, the spirit. And then even in our giving, there's the tithe, there's the love offerings, and there's the alms. You know, this progression of our love walk in all these areas where we continue to allow the Lord to flow in us and through us. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The coming of the Lord, the bridegroom is coming. He is coming. Our chief pursuit is that progression of love, progression of peace, progression of patience in our lives, that we may be a sound witness, one carrying his light, so that people say, what is on your life? I believe the harvest is great, and it's so easy to share the gospel now. People are searching for peace. You see how the whole world is shaking, but you are a possessor of the truth and the gospel, and he is requiring that we go out in that love and share with others that don't know him the way that you know him. They're going to know that you know him and that you've been with him. And, you know, the scripture that kept coming through my mind also was how in the last days, I'm looking for, I have that scripture. This, know also that in the last days, perilous time shall come. But see, we need not be afraid about any of these things, the shaking that's going on in the world. It means that the glory of the Lord is coming upon the church, and she's going to awaken herself and come to the place that she needs to be, that she's been called out and set out to do and be. But it says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud. Everything that conflicts with that walk of love, they're going to be the extreme opposite of that. You're going to find that people are going to get real touchy, real sensitive. Even people that are in the body of Christ, they're not going to be walking in that perfect love, but we need to position ourselves and walk in that love. You know, you're going to find even from day to day how these attacks may get more frequent. But just remember these the days that we're living in. You know, love is patient. What is the opposite of that? Impatience, where you can lash out at somebody, but don't engage. The enemy is looking to try to engage you into some form of strife and contention. Withdraw yourself and go into that secret place with the Lord and just let his love pour over you. Walk in love more than anything. And you all know 2 Timothy 3:3, it goes on to say what's going on in the world, and it's going on in the world all around us, as you probably have seen through the news and everything. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. That disobedient to parents, it doesn't happen in our homes, right? That's not allowed in our homes, amen? Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers. But the thing is, you know, when we're around people that carry that passion, that fire, it'll keep you on fire. The company that you keep, be mindful of that. Those that influence you and have access to you, you know, guard your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart weeded. Don't let any seeds of the enemy be sown in your heart. Keep your heart on fire for him. And this is, and I'm going to go ahead and close with a couple of these scriptures. Psalm 119:63 says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts, thy testimonies, thy law, thy commandments. That's the word of the Lord. You'll know those that spend time with him. You'll know those that worship him and love him out of spirit of truth. Even as these things are happening, out and about in Egypt. We're not partakers of Egypt. We're long gone from Egypt. The fear of the Lord brings life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. These are the promises of God's word. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. Fear of the Lord is his treasure. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoso puts their trust in the Lord shall be safe. And you and I are safe because we know the Lord. We're in that shelter of Almighty God. And as we speak these things over us, the rising of the sun and the storms and all the things that are going on in the world. I love this one. This is the last one. Isaiah 59:19, because I'm smelling food upstairs. So shall they fear the name of the Lord. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. So as we seek that presence of the Lord and we are inspired by godly men and godly women, we're in a place of revelation, and we've never been in such an incredible time that we're living in as now. And thanks be to God, because he gives us the victory through Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this time, this exhortation. Seal this word of love and encouragement into all the ladies that are here this day. Your bride, your royalty, Lord God, that we may walk in love and treasure it above all things and meditate on it, that we become that love, Father, in our quiet time with you, Lord, that you impart your love and your grace into us, that we may walk in that holy love, that holy fear of you, and not man, but you and you alone. So we give you honor and we give you praise this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.